Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Prologis Inc., a global leader in logistics real estate, providing distribution facilities for the world's largest supply chains. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Prologis has been a dominant force in logistics real estate for years, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like anchoring and the endowment effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like property acquisition and portfolio management?
Anchoring plays a significant role in Prologis' approach to property acquisition and pricing strategies. Given the company's extensive experience and market leadership, the prices of their existing portfolio properties often serve as anchors when evaluating new acquisitions or developments. This can lead to a tendency to benchmark new opportunities against historical prices and returns, which helps maintain consistency but can also limit flexibility in adapting to rapidly changing market conditions. The endowment effect is also crucial, particularly in how Prologis values its existing portfolio of properties. Given the significant investment and management that goes into maintaining a high-quality logistics real estate portfolio, there's a tendency to overvalue these assets compared to potential new acquisitions or development opportunities. This bias can reinforce a focus on maximizing the value of existing properties rather than exploring new markets or asset types that might offer higher returns or diversification benefits.
And this focus on leveraging their established strengths while carefully managing their portfolio has helped Prologis maintain its leadership position in logistics real estate, appealing to both customers and investors who value stability and consistent returns.
Exactly. Prologis' strategic use of anchoring in property valuation and the endowment effect in portfolio management appeals to investors looking for a company that prioritizes stability and long-term value. However, this approach also means that Prologis must carefully balance the need to maintain and enhance its existing portfolio with the importance of seizing new opportunities in a rapidly evolving real estate market.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Prologis. As a global real estate company, DEI is particularly important for Prologis. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Prologis' approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in diverse markets across the globe. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Prologis' ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diverse perspectives and ideas. A commitment to DEI allows Prologis to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the global real estate market. For investors, Prologis' focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Prologis build stronger relationships with tenants, communities, and stakeholders, which is vital for long-term success in the real estate industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in real estate, where the ability to engage with diverse markets and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, Prologis not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of clients but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Prologis operates in numerous countries, providing logistics real estate solutions to some of the world's largest companies. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Prologis's global strategy involves tailoring its real estate solutions to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on operational excellence and tenant satisfaction. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Prologis's ability to navigate complex international regulations such as zoning laws and environmental standards allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with geopolitical instability, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations. By ensuring that its properties and services are relevant and compliant in different regions, Prologis can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Prologis, especially as they face competition from both local real estate developers and other global firms. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Prologis's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the logistics real estate industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global trade patterns, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Prologis to other companies in the logistics and real estate sectors like Duke Realty, Seabree, and Blackstone. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Prologis's dynamics are often compared to other logistics and real estate giants like Duke Realty, Seabree, and Blackstone, particularly in their approach to property management, market expansion, and competition. Prologis's strength lies in its global footprint and focus on logistics real estate, which appeals to investors looking for a company that is well-positioned to capitalize on the growth of e-commerce and global supply chains. Duke Realty, known for its focus on industrial properties, appeals to investors interested in a company that is dedicated to a specific niche within real estate. Seabree, with its broad range of real estate services, attracts those looking for a company that offers diversified exposure to the real estate market. Blackstone, with its emphasis on private equity and real estate investments, appeals to investors interested in a company that leverages its capital and expertise across multiple asset classes. Prologis's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for operational excellence, strong tenant relationships, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the logistics real estate sector.
And unlike Blackstone, which has a broader focus across multiple asset classes, Prologis's strength lies in its specialization in logistics real estate, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Prologis, the focus on logistics real estate, operational excellence, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the real estate industry.
To sum up, Prologis's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their property management strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Prologis's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.